Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude, I honestly, as we get into this, just so you know, number one, I've lost my mind clearly. And number two, I have a list of words that Keegan said alone this week that are just, he didn't say, that's not one of the ones. I think that's the one he missed. He said, I think we got a out of him this week. So there's
great.
That.
Uncensored. That's how I always promote this podcast. I always say, hey, Nicole and I are uncensored because it's not for the kids. It's not for the kiddies. It's about your kids.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have said all those things in the warning, but I mean, again, I quit. I don't quit this podcast. I just quit life. I quit trying anymore. So you guys have been warned. Okay. Get the kiddies out of there.
What's your name? Who am I?
Okay. You, by the way, you so do not deserve to interview Elton John.
I did a great job.
I'm not doubting the job you did. I'm just telling you that I don't think you deserve to interview.
Okay, I have a question. Okay. Oh, this is how we're starting our podcast, that you're bashing me and my interview skills.
I'm not saying interview skills, but
I just don't deserve it in general too.
Because you probably put it, you were probably like, yeah, Elton, like, isn't it fun how on Friends they did Tiny Dancer, Tony Danza? That's probably
what you said. I'm like, God, Elton, can't you suck? Oh, remember that from Clueless? I know it wasn't like that. It's just, it's a very weird thing. Like, I work on a pop channel and it's Elton John. Yes, he's an icon, he's a legend. And we had a great time. But the funniest thing is I'm sitting in my playroom. Ryan from the mashup is sitting with like a clock and a bass fish above him. And like Stan sitting in like just like a little closet, and Elton John comes on and he's got like calabra. Is that what they're called? Calabra candles?
Calabra?
What is it? Candle.
What did you think he was called?
Candelabra, whatever. Candelabra candles. He's got all these like museum type
calabra,
like paintings. Stop.
You don't deserve it. The end. Okay. You don't deserve it. Deserve Elton.
And what would you have done with the 9 minutes they gave us? 9 minutes on the dot.
Here's Nicole. Oh my God, Elton, I love Crocodile Rock. That's probably some shit you said.
Shut up. I did a great job. Okay. Anyways, Jelly Jellerson.
I am a little jealous of
you. You are. I know you are.
By the way, just to round it out, didn't you recently interview someone else way out of your scope?
Yeah. Like when I do that thing for the NSLS, like the college things, I interviewed Bill Gates. I interviewed the guy that I can't
even
remember.
Girl, it's me in the call. I'm here with Warren Buffett. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, and Bill Gates. And I remember that day my camera broke. Like, not that they had sent me the really nice camera. And I was like, of all days, like, I'm dealing with someone who's like the bit. And I was like, Mr. Gates, your camera looks so beautiful. You look so crystal clear. Matt walks by me before the interview started and was like, it's Bill Gates. Do you think that his fucking camera's going to suck? Like, do you think that he's not going to have the most high tech cameras ever? He looked like I could touch him. Like, it was 3D.
Well, he was sort of important in the progression of computers.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Hey, let's get into this. Have kids. They said
it'll be fun.
What's going on with you? What's your week looking like?
I just like hate everybody and I hate everything. And what's annoying is in New York.
You're wrapping up your like vacation life. I feel like you were on the beach again.
Guess what? I'm wrapped. Yeah, I have a lot of beach stories today. But like, yes, it was Memorial Day weekend this last weekend. And I'm
Labor Day, do you mean Labor Day?
What did I say? Memorial Day? God, fuck my life. Yes. They're all the same. One starts the summer, one ends the summer. So yes, it was Labor Day weekend. And we were like at the beach with a bunch of friends. But I'm like ready. If you can believe this, I'm ready for vacation time to be over. Like everyone's kids are in school except for mine. My kids aren't going back to school till this coming Monday. Get out of my life. I love you kids. I adore you. Go to school, get out of my apartment. That's where I am. So
I feel when the kids are at school is really a relief.
Yeah. You think?
I don't want time to fly, but Sarah and I daydream about when Ben is Emmy's age. My daughter is 4.5, 5, almost 5. My son's 1.5. I said, when he is her age and they're both gone during the middle of the day, we sort of get like time back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, Keegan started going when he started going to preschool, it was in the middle of the pandemic. So like we got a little bit of time, but it was never long enough. And like this year, they're both going to school same time across the street. And like the house will be empty and it's going to be freaking amazing. Also, Keegan's turning 5. And I'm like, I literally was like emailing and calling everyone being like, I'm that girl. Like, you didn't respond to the paperless post. Are you able to go? And everyone was like, yeah, sure, I'll come. And I'm like, then why didn't you RSVP on my paperless post? Anyway, he's turning 5. I can't believe he's fucking 5. Oh God.
Well, Nicole, tell everyone on planet Earth, what do you hate this week? Let's kick this off. What does Nicole hate this week? We're into September, by the way. We're almost done with 2021, which is
it's insanity. And it doesn't seem like anything is getting any better anytime soon. Okay. Yeah, so
Nicole, I know you love football starting this week.
Oh,
football, weekend until February.
Woo! Oh God. The only thing I like about football Sundays is that I get to drink lots of beer and have buffalo wings. Like that's the only upside to football, honestly. Okay. So when this episode is out, it will be Keegan's birthday. So happy birthday, Keegan. You are 5. You have tortured me for most of your life and you sort of are coming around now. Except for the fact that what I hate is that, well, it's really us, what we've done. And we've talked about swearing and you've told me like, you know how I kind of, who keeps walking back and forth in front of your screen?
Sarah didn't know. Okay. So he walked in front of she avoided every camera except the one that's on me. Go on. I'm sorry.
I'm just looking at you on Zoom and all of a sudden I'm like, he's gone. Where is he? So you know how I've always sort of subscribed to the whole, you know what, if we swear in front of the kids, then they'll become numb to it and it won't be that big of a deal. We'll be like, shh, don't say that. And then they won't swear. So we usually swear a little bit in front of the kids. And over the years, we've been doing this podcast for years, but over many, many episodes, I've talked to you about some of the things that have come out of Keegan's mouth, right? Yeah. They've been pretty bad. I believe the opening of our podcast, he says, these are the fucking bitches. I hate what we've done. It is so ingrained now, we can't stop. So I'm a little nervous about kindergarten. We're at the beach on Labor Day weekend, not Memorial Day. We're sitting, we had gotten the kids some like chicken fingers and french fries. And the seagulls start swarming, right? So we're sitting there. It's a beautiful day. There's a breeze. I'm not sweating. Like, you know, I'm a sweaty beast normally. I was just like, this is the perfect day. Besides the fact that I hate my husband, like, oh, everything is perfect. So I'm sitting there and then all of a sudden I hear them because I had my eyes closed. I hear the seagulls. Make a good seagull sound. Give me some sound effects.
Oh. Is that a good seagull?
No? We'll go with that. There you go. Sure, come see, pull some better seagulls than that. Not a crow, they're seagulls. What is that? So these seagulls, they start swarming, and these were like abnormally large seagulls. Like they looked like rat seagulls. They were just like oversized seagulls. I don't know whether they were old
seagulls. They work out quite a bit. They're swole
they were swole as fuck. So I hear them like swarming. There was like got to be like 5 or 6 of them, right? So all of a sudden I open my eyes and this is what I hear. And someone was filming because they sent me the video. This is what I hear as soon as I open my eyes.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he's doing like a New Yorker. Get the fuck out of here. And he's screaming at the seagulls. Get the fuck out of here. The entire beach is looking at me and my completely inappropriate son. And I hate us. I hate that I thought that that was a good parenting trick.
Nicole, let me tell you, it's
bad, man.
It's an interesting question. The bigger question that you're posing is, if you hide cursing and shit like that from your kids, will it make them want to misbehave? Or it's sort of like our buddy Kavino, who I do my podcast with. His mom covered his eyes from any sight of a boob or a nipple.
Right.
Until he was in college. So then he became like obsessive, like boobs.
He's like walking around going, what movie is that?
Now, you know, he's like the grown man that's like, look at those tatties. And it's like, his mom covered his eyes. So,
right. So I tried to do the opposite. And I got a kid running around screaming, get the fuck out of here to oversized seagulls.
I don't know. There's got to be a balance, because I agree. Because a lot of times people will curse in front of our kids and then they'll say, oh my God,
I'm sorry.
I always say, oh, don't worry.
Yeah. Worry.
Don't worry, because that part of me feels like it's just common sense that if kids feel like something's taboo, then they'll want to do it. Right. It's like the kid whose parent preaches, never drink, never have sex, never drink, never have sex. That kid's going to like revolt. No,
exactly. And so look what happened to Kavino. It was taboo to look at a boob, and then he went crazy for the boob. So yeah, so I got a kid that is
Isn't that an Evan and Jaren song? Crazy for your boobs.
I've never heard about it, but it sounds awesome. Okay. I'm just worried because next week is kindergarten, and like, what if like, I don't know, the teacher like writes something on the chalkboard and Keegan's like, what the fuck is that? Like, what am I gonna do? Like, it's bad. I fucking hate what we did. That's what I hate this week.
Does he know how inappropriate he is? I mean, are you able to convey that to a 5-year-old like Keegan? Now these are the words.
He goes. Sometimes he'll say, "I didn't say the F word." He knows it's like the F word. He knows it's bad, but it's like become a little bit ingrained in him. So he's saying it like naturally. It's coming out automatically. It's not like he looks at me like I'm gonna say a bad thing. It's just, get the fuck out of here, like a New Yorker. Like, he's just saying it. So I'm like screwed.
I did like his accent. He was very New York. Get the fuck out of here, Eagles. All right. Well, what I hate might help you, actually.
Okay, good.
Because maybe Keegan has the same respect of the New York thing. Respect. Derek Jeter, number 2, Hall of Fame respect.
Like you tried to have last week, on last week's episode, when you asked the guy to roll down his windows so you could just say I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I wanted to let you know.
So maybe, just maybe, Keegan has the respect that my daughter seems to have for her teachers. And that's what I hate this week. You would think I would love it. Like, respectful kid. What a good kid.
And she likes her teacher. She's not like attached to you. She's good. She's good to go. She's going right to school.
You're thinking, how is this a bad thing? I even see Kelsey, our producer, looking like, how is that bad? Your daughter respects her teachers.
Explain that's yourself.
But what about when your daughter, I guess, listens to everything a teacher would say, but if you say it, it doesn't mean jack shit.
Yeah. So like, give me an example. So like if you got to use it to your advantage, that's the first thing. You can hate it that like the teacher is one-upping you now, but like also you got to use it to your advantage.
The teacher is now in Santa Claus category. Where you know how you can threaten your kids with Santa?
Yes. Yeah. Santa's not coming if you do that.
Yo, anytime Emmy doesn't want to do something I say, last resort now is, it sounds so terrible, but I fake call her teacher.
Oh, wait, do it. Do it.
All right. So pick up Emmy,
your phone has to be your hand though. I want to see your hand go up to your ear.
Well, I have my phone right here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
So I'll be like, Emmy, it's time to go to bed, baby. I'm not tired. I don't want to go to bed. Emmy, it's like 8:00. Like, got to get you going. Come on. We have school tomorrow. No.
If it was Keegan, he'd scream, fuck you. I'm not going to bed.
So, all right, Emmy. I mean, you got to wake up early tomorrow. I don't care. All right. Well, you know what? Let me call your teacher and tell her that you don't want to go to sleep for school tomorrow.
Don't do it. What's your name?
No, I'm like the old school dad that doesn't know my kid's teacher's name. I'm going to guess it's Miss something.
No, give her a name. Fake it. And it can't be Miss Appleberry from Kokomo. Make up a new name.
Miss Appleberry.
No. It's like Miss Shanahan. That's who it is. She's Irish.
Shanahan.
Okay, so you're like, do you have Miss Shanahan on speed dial?
Hold on 1 second, Emmy. Hey, Miss Shanahan? Yeah, okay. Emmy says she doesn't want to go to sleep. No!
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you know, in second thought, Miss Shanahan? Emmy is going to go to sleep because she's a great kid and she'll see you at school tomorrow. All right, bye. Okay, I'll go to sleep.
Oh, that's amazing. But you hate it because you're like, fuck Miss Shanahan. What about me? I said to go to sleep. You go to sleep because I tell you to go to sleep.
Emmy comes home with a little Band-Aid on her knee. Emmy, what happened? Oh, I fell playing soccer. Miss Shanahan put the Band-Aid on. All right, cool. When we take a bath tonight, well, we could change it out and clean it. No, no, no. My teacher does the Band-Aid. And I'm like, no, no. We're going to take a bath. You're going to have a wet Band-Aid. We're going to take it off. We'll clean that shit up. No, no. All right, hold on one second. Emmy, hold on. I'm texting. Miss Shanahan just texted me. Emmy, your daddy could change your Band-Aid. Okay.
Okay, but you know what also could have happened? That was great. That was smart. She said that she gave you permission, but she could have also said, well, tell her to come over, because now that you got Miss Shanahan on speed dial you could expect, you know her, well, tell her to come over and change my fucking Band-Aid.
My wife did it this morning. It's picture day. I'm sorry I'm giving a million examples, but that's sort of my charm, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
One last. This way you roll. It's picture day.
Yeah.
You know how you want to get your kid all cute and you know they're going to fuck up their outfit within 5 seconds?
I mean, obviously. So drip yogurt on it or something smelly and gross.
You got Parker all cute for probably her school picture. And then there's yogurt on her shirt and her hair is messed up. What was cute pigtails or a braid became like disheveled hair.
Yeah.
So Sarah usually walks the kids to school in the morning. It's like a half a mile walk, but it's a nice little morning walk. She takes, you know, walks Emmy to school, comes back with Ben. They take a little stroller walk. Cool. Sarah said, you know, if I walk her this morning, she's going to be disheveled and sweaty.
It's
100 degrees out here in LA. I want to drive her this morning. And Emmy's like, no, morning walk. And Sarah pulled the old, hold on one second. Oh, Miss Shanahan. Oh, funny to hear from you. Oh, wait. So you think Emmy should be driving to school this morning because it's picture day? Okay, cool. Okay, mom.
I love it. It's brilliant. So, okay. So you can hate that Miss Shanahan rules the world right now, but you're also using it to your advantage. You kind of like it. It's working for you.
Yeah. It's just the simple, your kids will listen to anyone but you. They'll listen to a coach, a teacher, a grandparent.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
All right. So, I mean, I'm dealing with a couch issue at the moment that I need to run by you.
Are your kids fucking got jelly on it?
I mean, that is just a daily occurrence.
You know, I had a couch issue when I was younger. Do you know the fun fact?
Yeah, I know. You put your dick between the cushions and that's how you started jerking off. I've heard all about it. Every kid does it. Oh my God. Do you think Keegan's done it?
Not yet.
Okay.
But he will.
He will. Okay. So no, not that kind
of
couch.
That's why I cried when my parents threw out my childhood couch.
Like, I loved her.
I was like first.
Okay. So here's the issue. So normally when Matt and I fight, like we are violently fighting right now. It's bad. I'm going to call spade a spade, right? Like, you know, you've talked about it. Matt and Nicole fight hard and love hard. That's just, we are in the middle of a feud day fight.
Not to cut you off, but everyone, is it weird to think that at one point, if you have a son, he will fuck a couch?
Well, now that we put it out there, yeah. Like, I never thought about it. Like, I know, like Matt said, he's done that before. You've told me that. But I've never thought about it about Keegan, and I prefer to not think about it anymore. Thank you so much.
Your son's going to hit a preteen teenage where he'll want to put it anywhere that could potentially feel good. I'm talking, he'll fill like a bag up with like Vaseline or low.
Oh, wow.
Thing.
How about some apple pie? Would you stick it in an apple pie?
I'm pretty sure Spot, the producer of my podcast, Kavino and Rich, I'm pretty sure he stuck his penis in a pumpkin or a banana peel. Oh, that's what it was. It was a banana.
Ooh, banana peel is actually very smart. Out
and then wrap the banana peel around his junk.
Fucking brilliant. It honestly is. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back to my issue. That is not the issue. My couch issue. The couch issue I'm having is very different. So we are fighting, right? It is a hardcore fight. I don't know how it's going to end because I mean, I don't ever give in. It's never my fault. But yeah, we had a couple day bad fight, and normally it's at Matt's at fault and he just knows he goes to the couch. Right. But he was like in the bed the night of the first fight. And he was like in bed, like on his phone or something. I didn't even want to be like, you go on the couch. So I just was like, I grabbed a blanket and a pillow and I just went and watched a show and fell asleep on the couch. It wasn't like no biggie. It was like, I don't care. I just didn't want to be near him because we were fighting. Then it's like the second night. So this is last night. And like, he goes in, he slams the door because I said something nasty or told him something he didn't like. Slams the door. And the first thing I thought of was like, fuck, get the couch again. Like,
no. You got to stop with that shit. It's the one thing, but listen, I'm not saying my wife hasn't taught me a lot, but it's the one like real important thing my wife taught me, because I like to think that I'm the lesson teacher in this marriage.
Oh, really? Are not you? You show her who's boss?
But Sarah is, I'll be sleeping on the couch. Yeah. Sarah was adamant from the minute we started dating, like, don't say mean shit that you don't mean and can't take back.
And
let me tell you, I've dated so many women that have said the meanest shit. Like rude, like fighting. Like, I mean, you know, you grew up in New York, you date enough like Italian or Puerto Rican girls that tell you like all the rudest, meanest shit possible.
Yeah.
My wife is like never goes that low. And I can only imagine you probably said the weakest thing about your husband.
The thing is that the last night we had, I took my notepad out of my phone as he's saying them and I was writing them down so I could be like, you said this last night, you said this last night. You said, I have a whole list in my notepad of the things that he said this last night. And they were pretty mean. They were pretty low. So whatever. Now my thing is,
and like, your butthole's weird.
No, but like now I feel like I'm stuck on the couch and like, how does this happen? And like, how am I going to diffuse this? And like, even if we make up, like, I don't want, like, he usually is all right, I'm sorry. And then as soon as like we're done being in the fight, he like wants to bang. And I like, don't get makeup sex. Like I've forgiven you, but like, I don't want to fuck you. Like, I don't want to have sex with you. I still hate you a little bit. We're going to move on, but I still need time. It doesn't just wash away for me.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because you and I, for all the things we have in common, we have a lot of things not in common. But this thing I agree with you on. I can never have sex with someone that I'm like mad with. Like, I've gotten fights with girls I've dated, even my wife, where I can't then be like, all right, well, I was mad at you 2 minutes ago. I don't want to be on you then.
No, I don't want to be on you.
You know, honestly, I'm like two minutes ago, we were fighting and now we're like, all right, we're sorry. Like,
let's listen,
on each other. Nah.
The only time it's happened like maybe once or twice, like a good hate fuck. Like I'm like angry fucking. Like it's not like, oh, like we love each other again. It's just like, I'm still mad at you, but like, I need to get this out kind of thing. That's like the only time it's kind of worked.
I used to have a girlfriend before I met my wife that like, I feel like she'd go from like crying and having an anxiety attack to like trying to jump on me naked. I'm like, you're a maniac. Like I can't operate this way. I'm like,
yeah.
you're crying on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, the girl move that men don't do.
What's the girl move?
You know what that is?
Crying.
No guy ever sits in the shower crying.
Oh, I've never done. I've cried in the shower. I don't sit.
Women sit in the shower and cry.
No, that is not my move. No.
Well, I can't imagine going from that to like wanting to be on someone. Sorry. So here's the thing, Nicole. I want to break it down with one thing first.
Okay.
It's your bed.
Yeah, it is my fucking bed.
It's his bed too.
Fuck him.
I would never look at my eyes, man. I would never, ever sleep on the couch because I felt like Sarah wanted me to. I would sleep on the couch because we were butting heads and I just wanted to move away from the situation. I'm a firm believer in like, you know, you're not telling me to go sleep on the couch. Guys will always say that, like, oops, slept on the couch last night. I hope it's because you chose that. I would because in my mind, it's a king size bed. There's plenty of room for us to not like each other and fit on a king size bed.
Yeah, but this is the other issue. Matt forgets in his sleep that we're fighting and will like reach over and touch me. And then I'm kicking him to not touch me because I remember the fight even in my sleep or as I'm waking up, and we'll kick him and I'll be like, stop it. And I'm like, fucking hate you, don't touch me. So I don't want that to even happen. So I'm happy to lay on the couch. But I'm telling you something, tonight, the bed is mine. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm not fucking sleeping on the goddamn couch. It's not happening. I will sleep in my fucking bed and he can sleep on the goddamn couch. And this is the other thing.
What's that meme? Women never apologize. They just lay in bed naked and you decide if the fight's over.
I mean, and then it's like, it's horrible. Like I try, like I'm not good at, like I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not good at like not being angry. Like I try to put on a happy face, but I hate, like, I don't want the kids to see that we're fighting. So like Parker asked me last night, can she sleep with me on the couch? I was like, I'm not sleeping on the couch, but she obviously had seen me sleeping on the couch. And I don't want them to see it. And that's a big thing. I don't ever want to fight in front of the kids, but it's harder in a New York City apartment to like yell and not have them hear you. But I just like, I can usually not put on a happy face. And if I do, I end up saying things that are really sarcastic. Like, well, daddy said he'd do that, right? Like, I can't like overly like, oh, well, I'm sure daddy can take care of it. He fixes everything. Like that's where I go in front of the kids, which I wish I didn't do, but I can't help it.
Self-control.
No, I don't have it.
Self-control.
Not happening.
Bigger picture.
Doesn't exist. I don't know what to do, dude. I don't know what to do. This one, I don't honestly know how this one's going to end. This is a bad, bad fight. But most of all, and I will check in next week, next episode, to let you know if I won the bet. That's the main thing. But listen, it's not helping anything. It's just the fight's so bad that like I physically can't be near him right now. I don't want to be near him. I don't want to touch him. I don't really want to look at him. And so I don't really want to breathe near him, to be honest. Like, I don't really want to breathe the same room air.
It's like juicy in a way that it upsets me.
No, I know. But yeah, we also have like one of those families where like kids wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes they climb into our bed and I might have to suck it up.
I mean, is the couch so bad? And I'll ask you this because my couch is pretty comfy.
Oh, my couch is delicious.
And I feel like, we have our biggest TVs in the living room.
True.
And if I want to watch what I want to watch, sometimes like Sarah will go to bed and I'll go to sleep on the couch and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and move to the bedroom just because I'm like, oh, I should go next to her. But truthfully, I sleep on the couch every night and not really like,
I can't do.
Watch a show. Watch Bridgerton and like diddle yourself or something. It'd be fun. I don't know. Like,
if I'm going to diddle, I'm watching Sex Life, no Bridgerton.
Oh, by the way, speaking of diddling, I shouldn't say this. she's going to be embarrassed.
What are you talking about?
So
who's diddling? Did you catch Sarah diddling?
No, but we had people over and I'm like, look by your computer. My wife has like a little stand-up desk where she does her work.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Oh, dear.
So okay. By the desk, laying on the desk, she was using the USB for a computer to charge like a little, like a vibrator, like a little buzzing egg. And Ben grabbed it. I'm like,
no,
Sarah. And I was like, please take, don't
leave that up. But what did she say? It's natural. It's okay. It's natural.
So
it's just a little egg to him. He doesn't have to know.
Little buzzing egg. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ben, a new toy.
You know what's the worst is when I come home and Matt has the bed is made, but his side, it's uncovered a little. There's like lotion, his computer opened, and like his indentation of him. So it's like he literally had set up like a masturbation station and he's left it like that. You couldn't clean up after you fucking jerked off.
As our buddy, you know, Babchek from Mad Dog Radio, but it's called Hand Central Station.
Yeah, exactly.
where he dips away in his house.
Yeah.
By the way, that's an interesting thought because with kids, I mean, I know we have something else we want to get to, but with kids, this might be a topic for another day.
Oh, okay.
Like, how do you even get alone time ever?
Like, we don't. That's why,
meaning like you don't have, not only do you not have time to get it on with your significant other, like, do you even have time to like get it on with yourself? Like,
well, it's funny because Matt,
like, everything's a dip away. Everything's like a secret mission.
Yeah. Matt went to go, which can like be like sexy sometimes, but like Matt went to take the kids to Costco to get stuff for Keegan's birthday. And I called because I had been doing an interview in this room that I was constantly locked in. And then I came out and I was like, hello, is anybody home? And then I called him and I was like, where are you? He's like, I took the kids to Costco. And he was like, why? And I was like, I don't know. Just wanted to see if anyone was home.
Oh, you don't know the old move. Like, you ever said, has Matt ever set up obstacles?
Obstacles?
Like on the way to your bedroom. I know the layout of your apartment. I was just there a couple weeks ago. Now, Matt could put like a bell on the door.
Yeah.
He could put a kid's toy in the way, like meaning like make it hard for you to get to him without him hearing you like move shit.
Right.
But no time alone as an adult.
Another day.
Thoughty conversation. I want to talk about money, Nicole.
Okay. Let's talk about it. You want to make some together?
And I do. Let's fucking sell this. Come on. I saw your daughter. You were telling me she did something with money at the beach. And I know kids have zero concept of
no
money.
No concept. Like zero concept. I the whole thing is just a freaking mess. We, you know, my thing is like they'll break something and I'm like, why did you do this? And I'm like, it's okay. You can buy another one or not. Like, just don't break it and assume that I'm just going to buy another one. But this is besides the point. So now this happened before Keegan screamed, get the fuck out of here to the seagulls. Oh no, I'm sorry. It happened after, because that was their lunch. And then they wanted ice cream. So there was like six kids of me and like some of my friends. So we were like, okay, then one was old enough to take them. And it was right there, a little snack bar. So I said, you know, who has money? And Matt goes, all I have is a 50. And I was like, I just don't really trust you giving them a $50 bill. It just doesn't fit. It's just dangerous. We're at the beach. And then Matt's like, what's going to happen? So he's like, gives it to the oldest girl. And I don't know. It was just.
And Keegan got a lap dance.
No. I don't know. They went and I didn't think anything bad could happen, but they came back and they're all jumping up and down and showing what ice cream they got and showing what popsicles they got. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. Okay, where's the change, guys? I don't know. I was like, wait, whoa. What do you mean? You just bought like six ice creams with $50. No one gave you change. And then one of the oldest girls, Molly, she goes, yeah, they gave us change. Where is it? And then Parker goes, oh, I think we just threw it out with the wrappers in the garbage, mommy. And I was like, wait, what? And she said it like throwaway, nonchalantly, like, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll just get more. I was like, and I saw fucking red. I turned into Satan. I was in a bikini running towards the, and it's not a lot of money. So like they probably had $20 worth of ice cream, right?
And it's 30 bucks.
There's 30 in fucking it. Bucks out there. And like, is that like tons into, did they lose like hundreds of dollars? No, but it's the fucking principle that you just threw money into the garbage, actual bills. So I turn into Satan and Matt goes, oh good, relax. Nicole, what are you doing? And I'm running in a bikini, ripping off. And you know, like the beach garbages, they're massive. Like, and I am ripping them open and dumpster diving for a 20 and a 10. And you better believe I found it. I mean, I had to get to like the seventh garbage can, but I got it. I got that money. I found the 20 and I was like, the 10's got to be in here. I had to go a little bit deeper, which was really gross, but I got it. But like, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. Threw it out with our ice cream wrappers.
I know. You're getting so passionate. You're knocking your mic over. Relax.
So angry.
By the way, I'm glad you're a little more responsible with your money, because when I first met you, you were like party girl that had no concept of money.
I know. I used to run my credit card until it declined. And that's how I knew I was out of money. Like that's oops, how I money. Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
I've been bargain shopping. And
you have. Oh, have you been couponing?
I never thought I'd be this guy, but I have a new strategy, which is get this. I wait for things to be on sale and I never thought I'd be that guy. But I'm the shopper of the family now. And now when you have little kids, you're buying all these treats, right?
Wait, do you keep the coupons like in a binder, like on the couponing shows?
No. But I had to download my supermarket's digital app because
you're so nerdy.
It's their best deals. It'll be like, Capri Suns, $5 with the digital coupon, $1.80. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to just throw away $3.
You're right. In the garbage can at the beach. Just throw it right in there.
Can't throw away my money like Parker Ryan.
Yeah, no.
So, I become digital coupon guy and I become the guy that like cares now. And it's like, so not that I was frivolous, but I guess I was. I never cared. But when you're shopping for your kids and you're like, all right, wait a minute. Wasn't cereal $1.99 last week? Now it's $4.99. Like, you start to realize when you're buying shit not for yourself, you start becoming more wise.
Yeah, obviously. Now, I don't think I'll ever be wise with money, but whatever.
I have a story about, it's actually about Sarah's mom. Okay. It's funny you would say the ice cream with your kids, because kids have no concept of money.
Of course. And I understand that. I don't think Parker was like, fuck this money and threw it in the garbage. But like, it was just the sheer, like, I can't even think of the word. Just like, what's the word? Help me.
You know, disregard.
Disregard, the exact word I was looking for. Thank you.
You did it with no regard.
Yeah.
So I, my daughter will go to the supermarket with me. It's our little thing. Like, Sarah does everything. I do the shopping. Like, that's the one thing. Like, I go grocery shopping. That's my thing. My daughter will pull out little Monopoly, like fake money, like little kitty money, and try to pay. And you always could judge if the cashier is a piece of shit or cool based on whether or not they play along.
Yeah, fair. Yep.
Like, you know, if you're not going to play along and like take the little kid's money and be like, okay, here you go. Like,
yeah.
When someone does it, I'm like, yeah, you're a piece of shit. Now I know why this is the height of your life.
Wait, so does she like bring like a little thing with like little Monopoly money and everything?
Yeah. Or,
like, little felt her, money?
She has a little purse and she's like, I want to pay. I'm like, all right, cool.
So what she said, what the cashier is supposed to do is say, thank you, little girl, take it and then give her whatever she's buying and then let Emmy walk ahead and slip it back to you. Yeah, exactly. Assholes who don't play along. I'm
assholes
with you,
don't play along. You're a piece of shit.
Seriously.
But I have a story sort of like your ice cream one that I have to tell because it's classic in my little family. So Sarah's mom grew up in a little rural town in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And
real country.
Well, yeah, before Texas, they were like country bumpkins from the like a couple hours outside Chicago. Ice cream man goes around the neighborhood. Mom wasn't home. Sarah's mom is like one of, I think, like six or seven kids.
Oh, is she really? No,
one of those families.
Okay. One of those.
They decide that they want ice cream. So they took the jar of money that the mom had and went to the ice cream man and literally bought like a fucking 100 ice cream.
Oh my God. That was like her savings little jar.
And turns out, like, keep in mind, like when you're like scraping by middle class, lower class, like apparently that was the rent money. I'm butchering the story. What do you, I don't, what?
Who told you? Sarah saying that is being butchered?
What's
it
the
still sounds good. Story? Sarah, come here.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's heated.
Jeez.
Okay. Five kids, first off, not six or seven.
Five kids.
That's like shitty information. Shinfo.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Go on.
Anyway. So my uncle being the eldest was like, hey guys, let's go get our Monopoly money and go buy some ice cream.
Right.
And so my mom and like siblings get so excited. So they go, they get all their Monopoly money. They go over to the ice cream man. And all of a sudden, the ice cream man gets super excited and starts handing case after case after case of ice cream.
Right.
They are just like, holy fuck, this is amazing. And then my grandmother gets home and she's like, what the fuck is all this ice cream here? And they're like, oh, mom, you'll never believe it. Like, we took a Monopoly money and we bought all this ice cream. She immediately goes to like the cookie jar and all the money is gone. My elder.
So they thought it was Monopoly money, but it was the real money.
That money. And then she threw all the kids in the car, drove around the town, found him, and was like, take this case of back and give me back our money. Because
the ice cream in?
Garbage. Yeah, but by the way, what a shitty.
No, that's not. No, that's something I would do. You give me my fucking money back. The kids are like,
you don't think it was a shitty ice cream man to take the kids' money?
No, because they didn't. I mean, it's a shitty ice cream man, but how did the ice cream man know that they got it? Like, the ice cream man doesn't ask kids, what is the origin?
Yeah, but you don't think it's irresponsible for an ice cream man to be like, sure, kids, here's a couple hundred dollars worth of ice cream.
I mean, I guess if it was that much, but I don't know. It's not like, money is money. It's not for him to be like, are you sure you didn't rob a bank for this? I mean, like, he didn't know.
All right. Well, they.
Dude, that's money. Crazy. Yeah. It's
no concept.
Want to take a minute each?
Sure. Let's go.
While we're on a roll. Do you have your minute? Do you need a minute this week or do you not? Because I mean, I'm always the angry one. I feel like I'm like the angry, bitter bitch. And like, you're the happy go lucky guy. Do you have something to share about unicorns that you need a minute for?
I have a minute. And my minute does have to do with unicorns.
All right,
let me
get my clock up.
And rainbows and sunshine. And by the way, nothing makes me happier than when I ask my daughter, Emmy, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? She's like, unicorns and rainbows. And I'm like, God, I wish everyone could check out of the real life stuff and think of unicorns and rainbows.
Do you know, once on my nephew, I walked down to the beach. He was standing by himself looking out at the ocean. He was down there for a while. And I came down. I was like, hey, what's up, bud? He was like, hey. And I was like, what are you thinking about? He was like, black. And I was like, am I in the beginning of a horror film? Like, just looking at the ocean, thinking of black. Okay, I got my timer out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Blast the fuck off.
All right, I have a strategy I think all parents could use. You probably do this already, but just a fun reminder. When your kid's shit breaks,
wait, and what?
They don't see it break.
Oh, their shit, okay.
Yeah, like their toys, you know, their little knickknacks. If their stuff breaks...
Not like a log of shit.
No, not when they don't have their logs of shit break. By the way, okay. My daughter took a shit the other day that seemed like a shit a grown man would take.
I'm, it's
like,
unreal.
Your weight probably... You just lost a third of your weight.
Okay, because we both have ADD, you're losing your minute. Keep going. Okay.
When your kids' toys and little knickknacks and shit breaks and they don't see it break, I am in the firm belief of never telling them.
And throwing it out?
Putting it aside or doing something, because they may forget they have that toy. It's almost like, it's almost like if you tell your kids, hey, do you like this toy or can we donate it? They're always going to say, I love that.
Yeah, I play with that all the time. No, you don't. That's a fucking bold-faced lie. You're a liar like your father.
If something, you won't stop, will you? If something breaks, like Emmy has this little mermaid that she takes in the bathtub with her. She has a few of them. One of them broke, like the fins broke off.
Was it Ariel or just like a Barbie?
I just think the little mermaid bath toys.
Got it.
I'm like, why am I going to tell her? I'm just going to put aside. She may never realize in her little life again that that's missing or broke. So why draw negative attention? Like we have a big unicorn float for the pool in the backyard.
You know, you're way beyond your minute. I'm unicorn. Interested in what you have to say. Float. I've seen pictures.
The unicorn's head popped.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not going to say, hey, Emmy.
No.
Except the unicorn's head popped.
Good call.
I'm going to get rid of it. And then if she asks for it, then I'll go buy a new one.
That's a great hot tip. That is. Yeah. Okay.
Don't cause unnecessary strife is what I'm saying.
All right. So with my minute, get your clock ready, because it's funny that you speak of unicorns, because I'm shocked now that you're saying this, that Parker didn't think it was a unicorn. And by it, here's how my story starts.
Go.
We're on the car. We're not on top of it. We are inside of it. We're in the car, driving to our Labor Day weekend, because it's not Memorial Day. It was Labor Day. And we're driving, and all of a sudden, you know, chill, right? No fighting. Everything's going actually really nice. We're excited for a nice weekend. And all of a sudden, Parker goes, oh. And I was like, what? She goes, oh, there's a dead horse on the side of the road. And I was like, what? And I look up. It was clearly a deer. It had antlers and everything. It was straight up deer roadkill. And I wanted to be like, oh my God, you are the cittiest of all city kids ever. She thought that we had just passed, like, in Connecticut. Well, like, yeah, just out of the city. We might have even been in the Bronx. Just a dead deer on the side. It was not a deer. It was a fucking, I'm sorry, a horse. It was a dead deer. It was not a fucking horse. And now I'm shocked that I could actually now picture her saying, oh, there's a dead unicorn on the side of the road. But no, I was like, when she said horse, I was like, honey, that's a deer. She goes, it was a horse. I said, honey, there's no dead horses on the side of the road. There's just not where we live.
Well,
I'm sweating at the end of every podcast now with you. Really get me all revved up, and not in like the greatest way.
Go take a nap on the couch, which is your new bedroom.
Yeah.
And we'll see everyone next week. Is that good?
Oh my God, I love you. At least you made me laugh. You know what? Laughter is the best medicine. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening each and every week. I mean, just recording this makes my life, so I hope it makes your life as well, or makes an hour of your life a little bit better. You can find Have Kids They Said on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you freaking listen to your podcasts, all right? Yeah. We're everywhere.
I mean, hey, every week, I think the easiest way, Nicole, on our Instagrams, @davis, @mashupnicole, we're always putting swipe ups.
Swipe it up, bitch.
I mean, if you're that lazy, bitch, swipe it up, bitch. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. That way you never miss an episode. Kelsey Albright is our producer. I'm Rich Davis. You can catch me on my podcast, Covino and Rich, on SiriusXM, Hits One, The Pulse, Pop 2K. I'm unavoidable.
You really are. Can't get away from you, because you'll find us.
I will.
I go by the name Nicole Ryan, and you can listen to me weekday mornings on the Mashup on SiriusXM Hits One when you wake up. And guys, Have Kids They Said.
It'll be fun, they said.
is a SiriusXM production.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.